wanted to discuss Kiddush Makom Suda. This is a nice big topic with a lot of different ramifications. It's a nice easy lumdus, maybe a little too easy. There's always a big Yetzer Hara in yeshiva to like make very, very distinct boxes, and then you have to see what fits into what box. So this is a good sugya where it's very tempting to do that, but also you see that it's not always so simple. Not everything always fits into every box perfectly, but nevertheless, there are nice halacha l'maisa ramifications. You don't have to look that far to find lots of nafkaminas, and we'll try to go through some or most of them as we go. But maybe we'll spend a couple of days on this. So for starters, you guys hopefully all saw the Gemara and Daf Kuf that goes through the sugya of Kiddush b'makom Suuda. Tells a few different stories about Kiddush Makom Suda. And I wanted specifically, before we even get started, let's get started learning the right way. A lot of times, in other words, the question is always, do you want to look smarter or do you want to do it the right way? So I always obviously opt to do it the wrong way and look smarter. But nevertheless, it's not the right thing. So what do I mean? How do you pull that off if you're giving a shiur? So if you want to look smarter, you first say the chakira, like you thought of it, and then you plug the Rishonim in, you plug in the different nafkaminas as if you're like discovering America over here. In reality, what actually happens in like learning and life, you read the Rishonim, you try to figure out what they're talking about, and you say, oh, maybe he holds like this, or maybe he holds like that, and then you sort of plug them in properly. That's the real way to learn. Nobody sits down and just sits there and philosophizes, oh, I wonder what the Gemara is going to say, and then you come up with all kinds of chakiris. Generally speaking, you have to read everything first, then you sort of retroactively try to create a model for how everything is working. So just to give you that little inside scoop for what, and that's what everyone's doing, just for the record. No one's, and if they're not, they should be. So everyone's like, you read Reb Chaim al-Rambam and similar styles for him, and you think they just like sat there staring at the wall for an hour and came up with this insight, and then all of a sudden, no, they read everything and knew everything very well, and then they looked back at it and tried to figure out what everybody's talking about, and in order to make the conceptualizing clearer, you then you teach it over in a way that hopefully makes things jump out at you a little bit more, but that's not really what's happening. There's no one who sat down to learn a sugya and then just like had all the svaras open in front of him and then saw the Rishon and says, oh, he's doing that. You understand what I'm saying? I think I repeated it like three times by now, but you get the point. Okay, so the Rashbam over here quotes two sources or two reasons for Kiddush Makom Suuda. So I underlined those things on the sheet. So number one, he says, Dichsiv, quotes the pasuk that we've been quoting a lot, Vikarasa l'shabbos oneg, right? So we say Vikarasa, so we have Lashon Kriya, and then we have Lashon Oneg. So b'makom shatakore l'shabbos, right? The place where you call Shabbos, klomar Kriya the Kiddush, shom de oneg. That's where you should have your oneg. So Midrashu. That's the medrash that we have on the pasuk. The darshnit, the karasa l'shabbosone, teaches me that there should be an association when I call out the Shabbos, when I announce it, I'm the kaddish the Shabbos. That's where I should have my onik. That's explanation number one. Inami svari mi de ikba kiddish alayayin kiddetanya l'kamad. We already learned, right? Zachrei alayayin. You're supposed to make kiddish on a cup of wine. So Pashto says, what wine are we talking about? Just randomly take a cup of wine and make Kiddush on it? No. It should be the wine that you are drinking at the beginning of the Suda, where Koveya Suda Aliyah. We talked about, a few weeks ago, we talked about covering the Chalas. So what are you doing when you cover the Chalas? Because normally it should be Koveya Suda on the Pas. But on Shabbos, we're Koveya Suda on the Ayin. So the fact that we're Koveya Suda on the Ayin, it should be the Yayin of Suda. It shouldn't be the Yayin just Stam. So that is the idea over here. So we have two reasons in the Rashbam. If you look in Tosfos, if you look in the Rush, they really only quote one reason, and that's the first reason. They don't quote the svar, right? So now we can sort of explain the difference between these two reasons, right? So what are we talking about over here? So even without getting into the Reshbam, you have the most elementary chakir. Whenever you talk about two elements, so you always can ask yourself the question, what is the ikar element and what is the tough element, right? This is, you don't have to be a big lambda to do this. I'll give you the easiest example is, we have a halacha, both by Shachris and by Arvis, of smichas geula letfila. Right, so what's going to be the standard yeshiva shechakira when it comes to smichas geula letfila? Is the ikar the geula, and the tfila, the fact that we do tfila right after geula is an enhancement to the geula, or is the ikar the tfila? And because we say the geula right before we daven, so the geula is there to enhance the davening. What's going to be the ikar and what's going to be the tefillah? Right? So you have the same thing over here. You have a concept called kiddush v'makom seuda. Right? So what's the ikar and what's the tefillah? Right? What is the job of a tefillah in general? Right? Enhance the ikar. Right? So which one is the main thing and which one enhances the main thing? So to be clear, you could say by Gula and Tefillah, you could say by Kiddush and Seuda, each one is an Iker unto itself. But when we put them together, which one is the main thing and which one is the enhancer? Right? Yeah? So your Yotze Seuda, if you do it not B'makom Kiddush. Okay. You're not Yotze Kiddush if you don't do it B'makom Seuda. So you're saying that the Koveya for what's the enhancer should be which one are you Yotze B'dieven without the other. I hear that. Right? Right? You hear this idea, guys?
Right.
Right. So you already decided something that I'm not so quick to decide. Right? You're saying your Yotze, in other words, I thought what you were saying is you can't be Yotze Kiddush if it's not B'makom Seuda, but you can be Yotze Seuda without B'makom Kiddush. But then you gave me an example which might actually be Kiddush B'makom Seuda. Right? You're not Yotze the Mitzvah of Seuda Shabbos, seemingly, with just what we call Mine Targima, right? Mizonos, whatever it is. So if you're gonna call that Kiddush B'makom, so in other words, I wanna tighten it up a little bit. That might be called Kiddush B'makom Seuda. So if that's called Kiddush B'makom Seuda, it's not Seuda B'makom Kiddush, like you said. But it might be Kiddush B'makom Seuda, so that would seem to indicate that what? So which, what indicator is that now? That it's easy to be, you can be Yotze Kiddush B'makom Seuda without being Yotze the Seuda. So what does that seem to indicate?
Kiddush is not to enhance
the Seuda, rather the Seuda is to enhance the Kiddush, right? So that's a good nafkamina. So in other words, if you're Yotze, can you be Yotze Kiddush B'makom Seuda without being Yotze the Seuda? Right? What we call a Kiddush. Right? So if we are going to call it, if we're going to call we call it a Kiddush, right? Nowadays in DRS we call eating cholent on a Friday morning a Kiddush also. So pointed out that's a Shailen Baltosif already, but that just means like food, right? Now if you have cholent on a Tuesday afternoon, it's also a Kiddush. But the real term Kiddush, al pi halacha, is can you be Yotze without being Yotze the Mitzvah Seuda? So if you go to a Kiddush Shabbos morning, generally speaking, most people don't wash at the Kiddush. So are you Yotze Kiddush B'makom Seuda? If you are, then that's nice. But if you hold that it's a din, the ikar is the Seuda, and the Kiddush is there to enhance the Seuda, so it's not a Kiddush anymore, it's just a Bracha L'Batalah. Right? That's not good. So, okay, so that's a very important nafkamina and maybe an indicator that we hold that the Seuda is there to enhance the Kiddush. Yeah.
Also, I think the nature of the Drusha and the logic, it sounds like the Kiddush is the
Which drasha? Yeah. So that's interesting. I would have thought the opposite. I'll tell you why I would have thought the opposite. Because you don't have to come on to the pasuk of a karasa l'shabbos only in the first place if you're just talking about kiddush. If we're worried about like enhancing the kiddush, so we don't have to bring in owning Shabbos. You hear what I'm saying? Kiddush we get from Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh. We get that Minat Torah. Then if you want to bolster the Kiddush a little bit, so you don't have to come on to the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, just say, you know, it's, you know, we want to make the Kiddush, we want to, you know, beef it up a little bit. That's much more like the second Svara in the Rashbam. Second Svara in the Rashbam is that, like, what's for Koveya Kiddush Alayayim? What was the whole point of that? The whole point of being Koveya Kiddush Alayayim is to bolster the Kiddush. Amira Ba'alma, that's not, it's not so great. Right? So we said, make it on a kosa of wine. And then, once we're going to make it on a kosa of wine, we're going to make it on some lame kosa? No, make it on a really good kosa of wine that you're starting the whole meal with. So that to me is, that is that's I think the standard yeshivish approach, is that the second shot in the Rishbam holds that it's an enhancement to the Kiddush. Whereas the first shot in the Rishbam links it to the mitzvah of owning Shabbos. The fact that you're linking it to the mitzvah onik Shabbos shows that it's dafka that you want to be mekayim the mitzvah onik Shabbos with kiddush. So the kiddush is sort of the introduction to the meal. Now you could have put kiddush all about on an island in Minyotze by itself, but why not make the onik Shabbos the introduction to the make the kiddush the introduction to the mitzvah onik Shabbos? So in other words, you have to be yotze the mitzvah onik Shabbos in order to. In order to make a Kiddush Makom Suda. If you just go to a Kiddush, so you're not Yotze the mitzvah of owning Shabbos by eating just the Mizonos at that point. Right? So that's why I think that within the, it's not 100% Mukhraf the way I'm saying it. You could definitely suggest, and that's why I said if not everything always fits in the box, you could suggest the way you're saying it as well. Right? I think it's a little stronger on the way I'm describing it, but it definitely you don't have to say, well, Tosfos and the Rush, they only say that the Makor of a Karas L'Shabbos Onik, so they obviously hold that you're only Yotze Kish Makom Suda if you Yotze Onik Shabbos. You don't have to say that. So then they're obviously learning the way you're saying. In other words, if you don't, so there's some indicators. I'll show you. I underlined some lines in the Tosfos over there in source number 3. So, the second set of underlines over there. Just kidding. None of the set of underlines. Where is it? Maybe on the flip side. Yeah, Tosfos source number 4. Right? So it says, so when Shmuel told them to eat umidi, should eat something, nira dainu timas lechem. Specifically, should eat bread. Right? So the fact that he said you should eat bread is an indicator that what? You have to be Yotzei Suda Shabbos. It's not enough to just eat a cookie. You have to eat real pas. Right? And the Rush says this as well. So if you look in the Beis Yosef, before we get to the Beis Yosef, the tour in source number 5 quotes the Shita Sageonim, and this is known, and the Rush quotes this in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. So this is not a joke Shita. There's real, you know, real powerhouses behind this Shita. He says, "Hod amin ein kel shemakom sudet, ain't sarach sheyigmor sham kol suhudaso, elafilu achal davar muat o shosik kos yayin shechol chayvela bracha yotzei de kiddush v'gomer suhudaso makom acher." Right. So even if you just drank a full kos of wine, and you drank a full revius, that's enough. So that's the chiddush of the Gaonim, and Rabbeinu Yonah likes this pshat. So the Beis Yosef in source number 6 says, don't read too much into Tosfos and the Rush. You don't have to say that just because Tosfos and the Rush had that line that you have to eat pas, you have to eat lechem. So automatically they argue on the Gaonim and they say you can be yotze with a cookie or you can yotze even with a revius of wine. Right? Don't say that. Really? I would say it. So So he says it's not mukhrach. Okay, you can read what he says. He doesn't really prove his point. It just sort of says that I don't find it mukhrach that you have to say that. So what he's also saying is that you don't have to read that shot like I'm reading it, right? So you can read it like you. So that's so it's not mukhrach to say that just because you say the drushes with karusel shabbos oneg means that automatically you have to be yotzei the mitzvah of oneg shabbos. So that's important to note. That again, this is what I'm trying to bring out. I think this is a very good sugi to show you that not everything fits into the boxes exactly right. So if we say that the kiddush is the ikur, and we're just trying to enhance the kiddush, so that means X. And if you say that the suda is the ikur, then that means Y. It's, not everything is so cut and dry. It's an easier way for us to understand it, but it's not, there could be a lot of overlap. And specifically, even if you want to say that the lumdus holds up, in the Chakira, the Makoros don't necessarily have to line up, right? So I'm suggesting the standard shot that if you say the drusha is the ikur, so that means that this the kiddush is there to enhance the Suuda, and you have to be Yotzei Suuda Shabbos and the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos when you make kiddush, right? So lav dafka, that part is definitely debated, right? But what you see from here is that there is a strong basis, at least, to suggest that the first shot in the Reshbam and Tosus in the Rush all hold, not like the Gaonim. They say that the whole idea of Kish Makom Suda is that you have to be Yotzei the mitzvah Suda Shabbos when you make Kiddush. Yeah. One more time.
There wasn't a fakir to be made, like, oh, this is the Iker, this is the Tavah, versus this is the Tavah, versus when you have the Drush versus the Svara. What would be the point of bringing the Svara to the Drush? The existence of the Svara in the first place shows, like, a different, something being separate.
Yeah. I think you're right. Anytime you find a Rishon bringing two different reasons, you have that. You at least have the right to say, these are two distinct opinions over here that need to be fleshed out. I think that's a very fair thing to do. So here he's dafka. He's not getting paid. I mean, you think the Rashbam does get paid by the word, but I just thank God I finished Bel Basra, and it's just like it's nice to move on. So because the Rashbam is just killer, saying he's so yeah, he does write a lot, but still it's. I don't think he's dafka getting paid to write more words just because. All right, I'll throw in another reason over here. I think you have the right to assume that there is a distinct reason for each svar. That's what like we talked about in the Tosfos in Ksuvos, where he gives two reasons for for two ideas on Tosefes Yontif, etc. Like things like that. Whenever you see such things, it's kedai for you to say what did the first answer like that the second answer didn't like, and vice versa. And maybe this is even two opposite opinions. Right, so that's a fair point. I gave the hakdama because I don't want people to get locked into this mode of thinking that like everything is mina kutzel a kutzel and there's no overlap and whatever. But it's still a fair thing to assume. Okay, let's go a little further. Okay, so just a couple more minutes and then we'll break for now. But anyway, so a couple of other interesting nafkaminas we'll save for next time. But what I wanted to point out is a very interesting idea that Rav Soloveitchik brings out. But let's hold off on that for a second. Let's go to something that's a little more basic in the Rishonim, and then we'll come back to that at a different time. Okay, so first of all, the Rashbam points out, I underlined something towards the end of his Pirush on the Gemara there, Hamakadis la'cheirim chutz mi'beso, nira be'enai, she'en sarach lisod shom, she'afilo lo sa'ad shom, Yatsu b'nei oso abayis the lidhu avi makam sud. Right? So what's he saying over there? That the guy, let's say, and Tosfos brings it out from the Kiddush in Shul. Right? Tosfos in source number 3, I underline that as well. Hamakadish shadayt olechem mokam achar yachal ha'otzis ha'ochlem sham the lidhu avi makam suda. V'chein mashma mistama echem b'nei ha'iri hamakadish b'ez ha'knes ha'sam otzi ha'orchem. Right? So what do you see? The guy's making kiddush. Who's eating? Not him. The orachim who stay in the shul are eating. So Tosfos and the Rashbam both assume that when somebody makes kiddush in shul, it's let's say the Baal Tefillah is making Kiddush in Shul, and then he's leaving. So who's being Yotzi Kiddush Malkum Suda? The Orchim are being Yotzi. They're not the one making Kiddush. So that assumption, I mean, you could definitely argue on that assumption. You could definitely say that, no, one of the Orchim gets up there and makes Kiddush. But, in other words, it's a fair assumption to say that it's the same Baal Tefillah, just Davin Maariv. He's getting up there making Kiddush, and then the Orchim are eating. So how does that sound, based on our Lumdus? What? That it's, in other words, the Mekadesh, he's drinking the wine. Let's say these guys aren't drinking the wine. He's making Kiddush. Someone else is being Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda with that. Right? So if you say that it's an enhancement to the Suda, does that Kiddush enhance the Suda? I think it does. Meaning this is the official Kiddush for all the people eating this meal. So now we've announced the Karas of the Shabbos Oneg. We've officially made this a Shabbos meal. Right? However, if you say that Kiddush Makom Suda is that the Suda enhances the Kiddush, these guys aren't the ones making Kiddush. I think there would be more of a kapeda that the guy making the Kiddush should be the one eating, and vice versa. So I think it's fair to say that if you say that it's a din enhancing the Kiddush, then you would dafka one of the orphans to be the guy making Kiddush, no? As opposed to the chazan making Kiddush. Here, the Tosfos and the Rashbam say that you don't have to be the one making Kiddush. You don't have to be one eating the Suda. You can just make Kiddush and leave. And those guys are Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda. I think that's another indicator that they hold that the Suda is the Iker and the Kiddush is an enhancement to the Suda, right? That also falls into line with the Shita that we quoted from the Yerushalmi, the Shita from the Tur. The reason we cover the challahs is to be koveya the entire Suda as a Suda Shabbos, right? Tosa quoted that as well. That we wanted the Suda to be liyukra de Shabbat. So we make the Kiddush. Now it doesn't prove one way or the other, right? Kiddush Makom Suda, but it fits, it dovetails nicely with that, right? So it's the idea is that the Kiddush enhances the Suda in the sense that everything that comes out now is liyukra de Shabbat. So again, even though the Beis Yosef said you don't have to prove what Tosfos and the Rashbam say by the fact that you eat pas, right? There are strong indicators in that direction. Number one indicator that Tosfos and the Rush daf the quote, the reason of the pasuk, the source of the pasuk. Number two, the fact that they say it has to be pas. Number three, that they say that the Mekadesh doesn't have to be the one eating the Suda. As long as somebody's eating the Suda, that's good enough. All seem to be indicators that they hold that you should be Yotze Suda Shabbos, Makom Oneg, Makom Kriya Shamte Oneg, that's the main reason that the Kiddush is there to enhance the Suda and not vice versa. Again, we'll work on this a little bit more, Bezras Hashem, tomorrow. Have a great day, guys.